I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Recording,
everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Girl What You Watching.
Yes, where we spill the tea on what we're watching currently on TV. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And today I'm going to be talking about Ready to Love.
Oh my God, I can't wait. Yep. Yeah, yeah.
And Drag Race. That's pretty much all I've watched.
Oh my God, all I have is Drag Race. Oh God.
Sorry, guys.
Actually, you know what? I did watch The Industry NYC once again, so I'll try to reach back into my memory and see what happened.
See what happened. The little girlies and where are they at? Nope,
they're in New York City, girl.
Uh-huh. Oh, you did say New York. A bunch of them are from the Bronx. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, a little reality themed show. Mm-hmm. Catch you up on. I haven't watched Vanderpump yet. I'm going to Eloise's for the crocheting party.
Yes.
Crocheting and Vanderpump tomorrow, so I'll get caught up on that. And yeah, so that's that. Yeah. Before we dive into our shows, couple things we got to talk about. So we got to talk about that Drake viral video. That not safe for work.
Not at
viral
all, honey.
Video.
That merry-go-round, babe.
Whew, so we'll talk about that. Beyonce's new hairline. The queen has made an announcement. We all have heeded this announcement. So now we will discuss.
We will have an intense discussion. I really heed you all to join for the pre-show this week because I have thoughts about Miss Knowles Carter.
Oh God, I'm nervous for your thoughts.
I know. Yeah, it's okay.
And then also in the interest of hair, we have to talk about this ridiculous New York Times article about Travis Kelce's haircut. So if you want to join us for the pre-show, if you want to listen to this episode ad-free, if you want to watch us on video, join the Rose Garden over at Patreon. We are also wrapping up our rewatch of Insecure Season 1.
Oh my God. And when I tell y'all the last episode is fan-fucking-tastic.
We were hollering as if we have never seen this before, but I forgot. I dead-ass forgot how Season 1 ended. Y'all, it was a jump scare. That video is going to be so funny because we both had no idea what was coming. And then as we recognized what was happening, we're like, oh shit, we forgot. We forgot.
Oh boy.
So yeah, we're wrapping that up on the Rose Stems tier. We are about to dive into Millionaire Matchmaker.
Yes,
on
ma'am.
Netflix. A little rewatch, which will be really fun. I have not seen that in over 10 years easily.
Yeah, really?
I don't think so. Where has that, where would we
watch?
Yeah,
it's been nowhere.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that for sure. But yeah, try out a Patreon membership, guys. 7-day free trial, nothing to lose. Give it a whirl. Shout out to the Rose Garden. We love you guys. Okay, let me tell you about Ready to Love, my friend.
Yes, please.
First of all, I didn't even know Ready to Love was back. I totally missed that.
Yeah, yeah.
So Yeah.
Track I own. I know.
Yeah. I'm usually on it, but this is the first time it like came back. It was four episodes in. And I was like, oh shit, what the hell?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. So Dorian hit me up because Dorian has been on Ready to Love TikTok, I guess. And
that's a thing?
Apparently, his feed or whatever kept coming
up.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he sent me this video, and apparently, you know, on Ready to Love TikTok, the women are like kicking off about how the casting selection of Ready to Love is so disappointing, and the quality of men that they bring on for the women is so bad, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So Dorian was like, what is this about? Like, you know, tell me more or whatever, because he doesn't watch the show.
Oh, okay.
So I was reflecting myself, and I was telling him, I was like, I'm not as turned up as these women on TikTok are.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely on Ready to Love season after season, by large, the women are generally all like boss bitches. Mm-hmm. And the men are kind of a mixed bag. You know, mm-hmm. you get some who are like entrepreneurs, some who are more like blue collar, like a little bit of a mix. But it's interesting because it very much represents kind of a microcosm. Like this show is like a microcosm of what it could be like dating as a high achieving black successful woman Absolutely. In a major city around the country.
Mm-hmm,
So for me, I was like, I'm not personally up in arms. Every season I always find guys that I love from Ready to Love.
Oh, okay.
And then there's always, you know, some duds. But same for the girls. There's always girls that I like love. And then there's some who are fucking duds. So career wise, not a dud, but like personality wise, they're like So yeah, anyways, this season is in Fort Worth, Texas.
Oof.
Which I don't know anything about, really.
That seems scary.
That's like that's near Dallas, I guess. That's that's like not Houston. That's like Texas, Texas.
Right? Yeah. I don't hear about any black people, any black culture coming from Fort Worth, Texas.
Mm.
Please put in the comments below if there is something going on. That's black down there, but when Marjan confirmed that Dallas is such a white town, such a white city, I was like, yeah, that tracks. Like Dallas ain't it. So I wonder if Fort Worth is the same kind of way.
Yeah,
scary there.
If you're from Fort Worth, let us know what's it like.
Yeah,
I haven't seen too much, I guess, on the show. They haven't really been.
Okay,
you know, I don't know. I haven't really got a sense of the city. But yeah, I'll tell you about some of the cast and some of the drama that's happening.
Okay.
So let's see, there's like some of the standouts. So there's a girl named Alexis. She's cute. She's like super thin, light skin, curly hair, cute. A lot of guys are, you know, into that look. There is a baddie. I love her look, I guess.
Okay.
I don't really know her yet. Her name is Mika. Her body is sick.
How do you spell
37,
it?
37, M-I-E-K-A.
Okay.
37, mother of two, gorgeous. I just find her so beautiful. Nate's like obsessed with her. Like, he always finds like one that is like his favorite.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I see why she's your favorite. But she, she's gorgeous. There is.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay. Yeah, she like turns the corner, you're like, damn, okay, bye-bye. Like,
body on fleek.
Yeah. Koshia, fucking weirdo. So, first of all, her dress on night one. I hate a dress that comes with like cups, where they put the cups so it looks like your boobs are supposed to go there.
I hate it.
And then your boobs don't fit, and they're like spilling underneath.
And you see the cups. Oh, I can't
stand it. It's just so ill-fitting. I hate that look.
Really, they look like an oversized areola pasty. Right?
Yeah, they're terrible.
Oh, man.
So she had on one of those. So already I was like annoyed with her.
That's it.
Already I was annoyed. I was like, your whole boob is spilling underneath the cup. This dress looks terrible. This is how you showed up to present yourself to all these men. And you got Mika looking like this next to you. God. So already she was pissing me off. And then she goes for the like party guy. His name is LaRon, I think his name is. So he's day one, he's going around telling everybody he goes out Wednesday through Sunday. He likes, you know, I don't know why.
LaRon got money.
He must.
What the fuck?
He's out on the club, out on the town Wednesday through Sunday, and just like very much leaning into being a party boy. Like, that was his character, and she was, like, into him. And she's in her confessional saying, like, well, we got very deep and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you're a weirdo.
That's the thing. We have talked about this with Lydia with Love is Blind. Who wants the life of the party guy?
Yeah. Yes, we did talk about this.
Weird.
Weird. Yeah. I don't want that.
Mm-mm. It's like you want to tame him or something.
Something. Odd. Yeah. Definitely. Because she's in her confession, like, well, they, you know, he's talking about partying, whatever, but like, he and I got very deep. We were able to, like, get to a vulnerable place, like, priding herself that she brings something out of him or some bullshit. So she's weird. and then last episode, I'm going to jump around, but like, last episode, her and Alexis, the like, little light skinned, cute one with the curly hair, was getting into it. Oh my gosh. She was like, in the lounge sit down with nephew Tommy
with
turning up. I don't remember what they was talking about. Alexis said something about the party guy. I guess he came at her sideways or something, and she, you know, shared about it. And what's her name, Koshia, was like, well, I have to slap the dog shit out of somebody.
Koshia, no, this isn't that type of show.
This is not that type of show. It escalated so quick, and everybody was like, what are you doing? Ridiculous. I don't remember what the hell they was talking about. It was pointless. See?
And Koshia got her blood pressure up for no reason,
for no good reason. So that's her. Then there's this woman, Leilen, 41, super elegant. I know, beautiful name. She's like very elegant. She looks like her name, definitely. She looks like a Leilen, just so cool. Gorgeous, great body, you know, great, you know, cool career, whatever. And she had to leave the show early because she had a family emergency.
Oh, man.
I know. It made me so sad for her because a lot of the guys were into her too because she was like definitely a standout. So she's gone now. Sorry, spoiler alert. Then there is Maya. She's another baddie, huge boobs. Her boobs are always spilling from the top, from the side, from it's like a theme. I'm like, can we get some dresses that fit properly, everybody? If you are blessed with some big old tiggle bitties, you gotta figure out how to, you know, dress them accordingly.
On TV.
Just not cute. Let's see. There's Rashina. I like her. She looks like Trina. She looks just like Trina to me.
What?
The baddest bitch. Mother of two, salon owner, always got a cute wig on. Right? I like her.
Yeah.
And they brought in a new guy. Oh my God, I didn't even tell you. So episode one, this guy just doesn't show up. He just the last guy I was supposed to join just like didn't show up. And they show his interviews and he was just like a nervous wreck. And they literally show his car, like his SUV riding up and then like backing out. He like chickened out and didn't make it. I know.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
So yeah, we never met him. So then they had a late arrival. I forget his name, but he was fine. Really cute.
Oh, okay.
And him and Rashina went on a little date with their dogs.
Cute. Fun. Yeah. That's nice. Yeah.
So I'm happy for her. I think she got somebody already. Let's see. Okay. Then there's Vanessa, flight attendant. Mm-hmm. She has dreads. She's like very naturally beautiful. She's pretty reserved, a bit soft spoken. Okay. A bit boring, in my opinion.
Oh, okay.
But it's fine, because she's already hitting it off with this guy named Chaz, who, his story was kind of sad. So he's 47.
Okay. Yeah.
So a bit older.
Mm-hmm. And she's younger. She's 35.
She's younger. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they kind of, there's always like one couple that kind of just like matches on the first day and they're just like off in a corner. Yes. Like the rest of the show.
Cliff and Joy, exactly.
Yeah. The rest of the show, they're kind of just like off and doing their thing. So yeah, he's 47, so one of the older guys, and he shared that he was, I think he was previously married, and they had a baby, and they lost the baby. The baby died at like 6 months or something. Oof. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
So sad. He was like, yeah, imagine like, you have the baby shower, you give birth, you have the nursery, like you do all the things, and then you have to bury a baby. Like,
ooh.
devastating.
Oh my gosh.
So since then, he's like literally never, because he's 47, so all the women are like, you don't have any kids, like what's up with that? And he just was so scarred from that. And that happened, I think that happened like 20 years ago, something ridiculous. He's older, so, but he's been so like scarred, and he's not even like tried to have kids again, has been totally like just... off of it.
That'll do it. Yeah,
that's so traumatic. Okay, then there's Lamar. They always have a pervert. That's my issue with Ready to Love.
Every time.
Every time, they always have some old uncle pervert.
This one's the perv?
Lamar.
Lamar.
That I could do without in casting. That's like a constant pattern. They always have one guy who's just like very sexual and makes the women all feel very uncomfortable. And he's giving old uncle energy, and it's just gross. And it's obvious none of the women are going to be attracted to him, so they literally just plant him there to make them feel uncomfortable. I hate that. I hate it. Yeah. I hate it. So he's the same first day. He's asking all these dumb questions like, would you want to go to a nude beach on the first day? Or all these just like sexual like hypotheticals.
Like, you know what is so bothersome to me about that? Is that you, sir, could go to the nude beach probably, honestly, alone with a book and find a girl. You do not have to go on TV.
Right.
That's what's so weird. About those guys.
That's what I'm saying. There's a whole community waiting for you, and you could find somebody very easily.
Especially if you are STD free, clean, and ready to have sex with a rapper. You, please. There are so many places you can find somebody on your sexual level.
Yes, yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And to go on TV. Yeah, right. Don't bring it there. Come on.
Don't bring it here. These women are God fearing. They are mothers. They are like, this is like the most like clean business up owners. Christian business owning ass group of black women. Do not bring this here. We are not judging you. Just go over there.
Yeah.
They had
it
last season too. They had that guy, I think his name was Marvin. He was like an erotic writer or some shit like that. But was into whips and chains and dungeons and shit. And all the women were like, what? Like,
there's so many places for whips, chains, and indeed dungeons, Marvin, that you could
go find somebody. Get out of here.
Oh man.
So yeah, Lamar's a fucking weirdo. So he goes on a date with this girl, April, who she's also
God, April's so pretty.
Very pretty, but she's also a bit weird. Like she's
Is she?
Very aggressive in how she approaches them. And you know, you gotta be careful with the word aggressive, but I don't know how else to describe her besides aggressive. She comes very like it's not like a softness to her. It's just like, yeah, so what do you want? Or what's your last relationship? Like just very
direct in a way.
Off-putting for sure. But in this instance, she was to me fine. They were on a date and she was asking, or not a date, I think they were like the brunch, like the Nefertami brunch or something, doing you know, a little mixer. And they're having back and forth conversation. She's like, okay, I have some questions for you. And she was asking him basic questions. And then we'll start to ask him about his past relationships. And I think she asked, like, how long were you with your last girlfriend or whatever? And he's like, why do I have to answer that? And she's like, because I'm asking. And he just, like, turned up. He just, like, went from 0 to 100 real quick. And she's like, I'm asking basic questions. Like, I don't even understand, like, why you're, you know, getting like this. So that's
see
Lamar.
That's why he can't find nobody at the new beach, Lamar.
Exactly. Lamar. So that was that. And then let's see, we have my favorite guy. Jonathan, 37.
Oh my god,
he's a recycling center owner. Such a cute little job
in Texas.
It's a family business too. Which is interesting.
Wow. Oh, interesting. Right? Yeah, that is. Yeah.
He's Nigerian immigrant family.
He's very handsome.
Very handsome. He's so precious. Like, he just moves very gentle, like. He's previously married with two kids. I think, one or two kids.
Okay.
Really sweet, solid guy, I think. The ladies, though, Mika in particular, which I was like, Mika, let's chill. They went to some date that somebody put together, and she was grilling him about his baby mom and like, are you guys, when's the last time you guys, you know, been together, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And he's like, we haven't been together in 2 years. And they asked him, like, do you think she's still in love with you or whatever? And he was honest. He was like, I think she might still have feelings for me. He's like, I'm not there, but just from, you know, interactions with her, the way she's messaged me, things like that, like, I can sense that maybe there are some lingering feelings. Mm-hmm. And so they were like, oh, interesting, whatever. They're like grilling him. Then in another conversation, when he was talking about his ex, he said, my wife. And Mika was like, wait a second, you were married? What? You lied about that. He was like, I didn't lie. And then they play back the tape to that initial conversation. Mika led by saying, your baby moms. And he just answered the question. He didn't correct her and say, my baby moms was also my ex-wife. So now when it reveals that it's the same person, she's seeing it as he lied to her.
He definitely should have said that, I think.
I think he could have in that moment. Yeah. But the way I saw it was they were so like in it with him with these questions, the baby moms, or that he's just answering their questions. Like he didn't in the moment think, let me make sure I'm clear with them that baby moms is also the wife. Mm-hmm, or maybe he assumed he did. I don't know. But
Yeah.
Either way, when it came out, he had a wife. It's like this whole big thing. And he's like, I mean, I was not lying. Like, I have no reason to lie.
That to me is not even the big deal. The lie. It's still a big deal that you got divorced and that girl still has feelings for you. That is a big deal.
That's a little weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, I hear him. He's like, they've not had any relations of that way. They were co-parenting the kids. He speaks with her only on a co-parenting basis. If she feels some type of way, what can he really do about that?
He has to do something about that. I don't know what it is, but he got to do something.
I mean, definitely. If he starts to date somebody, like, it's obvious it's not going to work. And all the women are already like, that sounds like drama.
Yep.
I don't want to get involved.
Yep, I'd be the same.
Yeah, I totally get it. But I don't know. I'm curious to see what next episode is going to go, because the end, it seemed like they're trying to paint him in a way. And I'm like, I really don't think he's that way.
I really don't think he is. Yeah.
I didn't see he was lying. I think in the midst of the conversation, he just didn't correct her. And then he had spoken with previous people about his wife. So it's not like he's been lying to everybody just in that conversation. Yeah. Some people know he had a wife. Oh,
come on, Mika.
In that conversation, it just didn't. So I don't know. We'll see. But I like Jonathan.
Yeah. Oh, wow. He seems nice. I wonder, and I have never asked you this. I'll ask you this on air. Both Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa have both very recently said on podcast interviews that they like fuck with each other really heavy with co-parenting bash.
Like friendship wise, or
I don't know the way they're talking. Wiz Khalifa said on Call Her Daddy, he was like, that's the mother of my kid. That was the love of my life at one point. Yeah. We're going to talk. If she needs a laugh, I'm going to give her a laugh. If she wants to talk, I'm going to answer the phone. Like, all this stuff. And I'm like, how is a partner of yours going to deal with that? That's a really interesting boundary that they both have set with each other of like, nah, we're like a family for real.
Yeah.
There's no bad, not only is there no bad blood, but like we still chit chat.
Yeah. That's a bit. Yeah.
And they were so, I love them together.
I did love them too. Yeah.
Oh my God.
They were cute. Such a cute couple. And their kid is so damn cute.
So cute. Yes.
Yeah, you got to figure out those boundaries, man. Because I get it. You're co-parenting. Yeah. With somebody who used to be the love of your life. Yeah. Y'all share a whole entire human being together. You're going to be all up in each other's life. And you want the you want the feeling to be not one of like strangers raising a kid. Like you want to have a familial, right? I would think even just a friendship.
Yeah.
A solid friendship with this person. But I can't be fulfilling emotional need. Like, he can't be fulfilling her emotional needs and ways.
Yeah.
She needs a laugh. Yeah. She calls him. Nah, bitch, you got to go figure that out. That's my husband now. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
There's got to be lines. Like, he can show up as a friend when you need him down and out. Like, he'll always make sure you're taken care of because you're raising a kid together. So if you're good, the kid's good. You know, that type of thing. But, yeah, it's like the fulfilling of needs and fulfilling of warm and fuzzies that is, that needs to have died when y'all decided to break up.
Yeah, I agree. I'm left wondering why they're not still together and why we don't have them on the red carpet anymore, because they would kill it and I miss them every year.
Have they said why they're not together?
I don't know. I haven't dug that deep into both of them. Honestly, Amber Rose really doesn't do it for me ever since she said she wasn't Black.
Yeah. I mean, for me, from the face tattoo, I was like, oh, she's nuts.
I know. We should leave her alone.
Yeah, right? From that moment, I was like, oh, I'm out of here. I can't follow this woman anymore.
Oh, my God. And now she has a podcast. It is the most boring podcast I've ever listened to in my life.
What the hell
is
she talking about?
Absolutely nothing.
Of course. Ooh. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I don't know.
No. Oh, okay. Yeah. But yeah, I think that is a big question. Like, if you are such good co-parents and it's going really well and you created the whole success, whatever, why aren't you together? What happened?
Yeah.
That I would love to know. Like that. That I would need to know. I think.
Me too.
Because then I'd be happy for you. You have this great co-balance, but also suspicious as to why.
Because what a delicate balance that is.
Yeah. Right. Oh my God, you have one too many drinks together one night. Is that going to, should I do anything to be worried?
No, I can't even think about it.
You know what I mean? Oh, you go to a kid's birthday party, have one too many laughs together, you know? You won't get some lunch, and then the next day, like, it just...
Oh, no, as a family?
As a family, no. Those vibes, the feelings. I would need to know, like, what it is. I'm happy for y'all, but, like, what's not fulfilled at all by this person and seems that can never be fulfilled, which is why you can never be with them. Anyway,
sorry to derail you.
Fine. That was a nice little tangent. Let's see. Okay, LaRon was the party guy. He kept saying, which I want to talk about too, he is a party guy out Wednesday through Sunday. He is looking for a reason to stop partying.
Absolutely not. This is not the place for that. The reason to stop partying, you'll never... If that's your lifestyle, I think you should live it fully all the way to the end, I think.
And find a girl who loves to turn up with you.
Yep.
Right? I agree. Yep. That was my thought process too. It's like you're putting all this pressure on this one person coming in to whisk you away from a lifestyle that you enjoy.
That you love
to do. That doesn't even sound like the makings in the beginning of a good friend, like
relationship
sounds like
at all.
Resentment immediately.
Exactly. Because then all your party friends are gonna hate her. They're gonna start to resent you for not coming out with the bottles or whatever that is. When you're partying in your 40s in Fort Worth, Texas, I have no idea what that looks like, but
it sounds like a hookah lounge.
It sure does. Okay. It sounds like a car show late nights, but and also you don't want that lifestyle. Like you said, you're happy with the party lifestyle. I don't understand why you would not want it anymore because of another person. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I mean, I get, you know, you want to be less out in the streets searching for women or whatever, but just find you a girl who loves to drink and turn up and you have a partner in crime to do that with. I also thought of from Love is Blind, Ayana and Jarrett?
Yes.
What his name was?
Yes.
It was the same type. I'm looking for a girl to make me stay home. And then you got a girl who was a home body. Ooh, hard body.
Never wanna leave. Okay. She on TikTok live in the house every day. Okay.
Such a little hermit introvert, like has no business being out in these clubs. You got that, and she didn't make you want to stay at home because you don't
and
want
to. Started.
That.
Working security
for to
the
stay
sake
out
of your family. I will never forget that lie. That bold face lie he said. And he has the nerve to have a podcast. I keep talking and keep lying. Girl. Yes. I don't know if it's still active.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez. One season and done. But yeah, that it just doesn't work. Like it doesn't work. I know a couple, very good couple, love them as a couple. They are both out here in these streets. They love yep. music. They love to go mm-hmm. out. They love to party together. And yeah, they just bring that out in each other. They're like each other's best friends, gosh. The best party, you know, buddies. Yeah,
buddies. Mm-hmm. And the thing that happens when you get together with another person who loves to party, you double your budget. So you could start yeah. going all kinds of places right? to go party.
Exactly. You start getting yeah, bottle service and tables, all the things you wanted to do. Yeah. Now you got two incomes you can do together. So yeah, we'll see with LeBron, because him and then Koshia talking about, he'll get vulnerable.
Oh,
with me.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Okay, Alonzo. Yeah, mm-hmm. Alonzo. Really cute. He's got long dreads.
Oh, yeah, I see. Wow. Yeah. They're very long.
Very long. When they're up, he looks fine.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, there's something I gotta get off my chest, girl.
Tell me.
I've been low-key struggling with my relationship with my phone and social media. Just the over-accessibility these devices create, this addiction to Instagram, mm-hmm. the distraction from everyday life and the people closest to me. It's been really stressing me out. I'm not even gonna lie.
I mean, that makes sense. Content overload is very real, and staring at everybody's highlight reels can be overwhelming and can absolutely steal your joy and peace. Yeah. We carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. You all know we're huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout different stages of my life and areas where I've needed help, from eating disorders to new relationships to my ever-changing relationship with my family. Therapy has really helped me to set boundaries and prioritize my self-care.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/2BG1R.
Fine as hell.
Yeah, I'm looking at him now.
When they're
yeah.
down, he looks so weird.
Yeah, I could see that.
The
yeah.
hairline, and then yeah. he wears, I guess, do-rags, but he's like a hard line, like across his...
He still has the crease?
Like a crease, but it almost looks like it's like deforming his forehead. Like, it's really deep. Cute. But when his hair is up, he looks so fine.
Yeah.
He's a little bit of a lisp too, which is kind of cute.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. he got into some drama as well with the same Koshiya.
Her
name is Koshiya. He was ridiculous on this one, actually. So they show up for a date, and Koshiya, she looks already annoyed showing up, because apparently they've been texting and talking like offline. Mm-hmm. So during their texting conversation, either text or on the phone, I don't remember, they were doing like rapid questions, like this or that type of, back and forth, yeah. cute little whatever. It quickly turned sexual, and he asked her spanked or choked.
No. Alonzo. And... Nope.
For her, it came out of nowhere. They were asking very innocent questions.
Like, it sounds like it does. From? It sounds like ketchup or mustard, and then right. spanking or choking. That's what it sounds like.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And she told him how she felt and blah, blah, blah. And then she comes to this little date for them to talk about it. And he is denying up and down that it was sexual. And she's like,
what does that refer to then, Alonzo?
What? Yeah. Then what are we... What are we talking about?
Referencing?
Right. Like what your parents did to you as a kid, spanked or
that's what I'm wondering. You? It has kids, to be torture. Parents
choking? Yeah. What are we? What yeah, are we talking about?
Abuse. Mm-hmm. Gotta be.
So his whole defense was, "You're not hearing me out, and you just assumed," and just swearing up and down that it wasn't sexual.
See, oh my God, this is the kind of behavior that we're talking about with Drake. This is the same thing. You are not responsible for your foolish actions that your big bald penis told you to do. And now you're trying to gaslight me into thinking it was my fault for not asking you clarifying questions. Oh, Alonzo.
And you're trying to gaslight everybody in the room listening to you right now, because everybody knows what choking and spanked mean. Like,
right,
we're not means. All dumb. Yeah. Literally, she got up and left. She did, because he was still on some bullshit. She grabbed her bag. She's like, "I'm not staying here for this." I didn't, because it's a waste of breath. You're going to see her just continue to deny what we all know is true. Like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
So she just left. And then later on, I think he apologized to her or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then, last but not least, there's a guy named Will, who reminds me so much of my cousin Nikki's fiance, Dan.
Oh, really?
Literally his twin. So much alike.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And he was, he got in some drama at the end. I don't remember. I remember he was talking to one of the ladies. I forget which lady it was. She shared that she was married. She got married and then learned her husband had 4 kids.
No.
I gotta go back and see who it was. It might be Koshia, honestly.
No. Koshia, girl. No.
4 and she's, kids.
Is she the one accusing Alfonso of hiding his wife?
No, that was Mika.
Oh, sorry. Okay, never mind. Okay.
I'm not sure.
Damn, Koshia, that's crazy.
4 kids.
And that's so plausible, too. Like, I have no doubt that that happened.
That definitely happened to her. 100%. 100%. And she didn't give the whole full story. I can't remember who it was, but those 4 kids maybe live out of state, baby moms somewhere else. He's barely maybe in their life. Like, who knows? Mm-hmm. So he got away with it.
Yeah.
But with Will, whoever the lady was telling him about it, and he kind of came at her sideways. It was like, what you mean? Like,
really?
Kind of judging her for it. And she didn't like that, obviously.
Yeah.
He didn't come with any type of understanding or empathy. It was just immediately judging her. Which, get the full story,
Yeah. And that's not the same as if a woman hid 4 kids. That's just not the same.
Mm-hmm. Right. Thing. It's not, yeah. We can't hide 4 kids. Can't. So,
No.
The heck? This last episode, he almost went home. I forgot what the women were saying about him. But he, I think coming back into the process, he's going to have a bit of a chip on his shoulder. Because just the way that they, at the end, they're like, "We've decided you are still ready to love."
Yep.
And he just looks so mad. He looks so pissed and just irked and annoyed that he was even put in this position. I already know he's walking back in with a big old chip, which is annoying. That's Ready to Love.
Wow. Okay. What would you rate the season out of 10?
Not one of my favorites so far. It's a little mid right now.
Okay. Like a 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll see. Next episode, they're having their pool party.
Ooh, pool party fun scene,
so we'll see what happens there.
Let's
talk drag race.
Absolutely. So I
let's do it.
Yes.
So Mirage left last week.
Oh my God, in the most heartbreaking of ways.
So sad. Oh my God, sobbing. She was
sobbing
so loud. It was so sad.
Because it was so sad because she could tell that Mama Ru was not happy.
Oh, I forgot. She didn't know any of the words to the lip sync.
To a Cher song. And Ru don't play about the legends. She don't even play about Britney Spears.
Okay.
She don't play about the legends. She don't do that.
Oh my God. Yeah, Mirage fucked up with that. How does it work? Do they know ahead of time what the song is going to be?
They do. So the bottom 3 get an iPod Nano.
Oh.
And little wired Apple headphones. And I think you get 30 minutes with the song. to play it and rehearse it.
Yeah. 30 minutes.
And you know them episodes. I think this was one where it was them stupid little duos from Sweden or whatever the fuck that was the judges. And it was like, you'll be playing Outrageous by Ava Max. Girl, who the fuck is that?
Iconopop. You don't remember them?
No, I don't remember them.
You know that song, a summer day when you were gone.
You were gone. Oh, that's them?
I into a bridge. I watch all that.
I don't care.
I love it. I think that's them. Yes, it is. That's them? That's them, yeah.
So she was up there with them Bantu knots and cornrows, and we haven't been invited to be RuPaul's Drag Race guest host? That's crazy. That's crazy. We need to be at least on a TikTok, at Tic Tac lunch, at the very least. Come on.
I know.
Oh my god.
But yeah, Mirage, yeah, she messed up. As soon as I saw she didn't know the word, I was like, no matter how good this performance is, you're going home.
You going home. Was that the same episode? Was that the SNL episode?
Yes, it was. It was SNL. Yeah.
So in my opinion, Geneva Carr did a very similar offense by not knowing who Lindsey Graham was.
And not asking nobody. Didn't even bother to ask people, who's this person? How do I do this character? I agree.
Right?
Michelle was pissed. Just Michelle was like, you couldn't ask anybody? Like, who was that character you're playing?
Yeah. Who was that you were playing? It looked very like Lindsay Lohan's mom or something. It was like very, or like Abby Lee Miller or something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also, you need to know your oppressors. Like, Lindsey Graham is openly, is out here gay as the day is long, and is out here oppressing gay people. Mm-hmm. You need to know who that is. That's like really bad that you get out there every week with that vote for us fucking sticker
at the end, right?
And like, you gotta know
what you're asking for. Yeah, that's so true.
So I think that's equally as offensive. I would have double Shantae'd them, or double sashayed them if I was Ru, because to me that is absurd.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
I think it was definitely, I agree. I like Geneva Carr, so I didn't want to see her go. But
do you?
I do for some reason. She's not that good, but for some reason, I love her.
And what is that so name?
The name makes no sense, but something about her, she's just so cute to me. I don't know.
Okay. I'll take it, girl. I'll take it.
But I agree. That should have been, they should have made an example of her in some way. Like, you need to do better. You have to, you can't get up here and do these skits and not know anybody. Know who you're performing.
Yeah.
But anyways, this week was the girl group episode.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. Fun.
And I love that the underdogs won.
I know.
And they were good.
They were good, because I have been really looking for Megami. Is that her name? The cosplay queen?
Yeah.
I was really looking forward to her when she first came on. And she just looks like that type of queen that's not a Drag Race ready
queen,
which is totally fine.
Yeah.
There's so many chefs who can't go on Top Chef. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's totally okay.
Yeah.
But she don't seem like she's ready. And I've been waiting for her to excel. And I'm happy
she got a win. Yeah. I feel good for them. Maya Iman LePage.
Oh my god. I don't know.
So quiet, so timid. This is personality. New. I don't know her character. I don't know who her drag, like what this drag is. What's the story behind your person? I don't.
She's so famous down in, I think it's Miami, for flipping round and round, tables and
doing tricks. Great performance, and she's a Miami girl. But that's all we know. We don't know nothing about her.
Yeah, odd for Drag Race.
Odd, yeah. I'm like, how she slip in here? Because like, I don't get it. So I don't know.
Yeah,
very lucky she got saved.
Very. And you know what, she's gonna have a hard time during Snatch Game.
Oh god, what is her snatching gonna be? She doesn't lose herself. She's always
calculated,
overthinking, and just like timid drag. Mm-hmm. You have to be, just throw caution to the wind and just be ridiculous, and she can't get there at all.
Yeah, with Drag Race specifically, like her doing that in the club with a choreographed number, mm-hmm. that I see successfully.
Sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But the drag race with like campy shit and SNL skits, girl, yeah, no. You gotta be stupid.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. What's her? I could see her for her
oh, God.
Snatch game being like a city girl or something.
No.
Doing something very safe.
Yeah, easy. Yeah.
Very easy and safe. Trina, mm-hmm. somebody she knows and feels comfortable
from Miami.
With.
Yeah.
It'll be a damn shame. So we'll see. Nymphia wins. Love.
Oh my God. I love how she just whips out all these secret things. She's like, I'm not really that great of a dancer.
Yeah. And then really just choreographs the whole fucking routine.
The whole thing. Yep.
And I'm not tired of the bananas yet.
I know I'm not going to get tired of the bananas, and I'm anticipating every banana. And I'm thrilled that it's only bananas that we're going to see. It's similar to Jimbo and the titties.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Never got tired of it.
Not tired of it for some reason. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is interesting because, like, Dawn, I think Michelle told Dawn this week, like, enough with the ears, the elf ears. We need to see something else. And I was like, damn, I am kind of tired of those ears. You ain't going to lie. But these bananas, I'm not tired of the bananas. Yeah. I don't know why.
They keep reinventing themselves. They do. Keep morphing.
Somehow. It's not boring. It's not boring yet. Let's see. Some of the other ladies. Morphine, love, Dion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yeah. The face. Yeah.
Great choreo. Did a great job with the choreo this week. But very safe. Kind of just like in the pack.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Very much in the pack. I would say Dawn is the same. Dawn is very...
Yeah. Yes. For someone so defined in their branding.
Right.
Yeah.
Very distinct. Mm-hmm. Very unique. The weird queen or whatever they call it. Unique.
Yeah, like Elfie queen.
Elfie, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But somehow just not making a splash like at all.
Because we've seen that before, girl.
Yeah.
We all know Crystal Method.
Yeah. She did good in the girl group, though. She could dance.
Yeah, she did.
They
she
were
did.
All surprised.
Yeah,
they were
shocked.
Like, oh. Damn. Okay, she could turn out. Shit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Did not see that coming.
The New York girls tend to do that. Like, no matter their niche, they can turn out a performance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, how do you feel about Plain Jane?
So, I hate her, and let me tell you why.
Okay.
I don't think there should be a... like, she is looking to be iconic in a villainous way, which I find odd because she's also very talented.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why I find it so weird. Why are you picking on a mandatory meeting and her ugly ass outfits and her ugly, ugly mug?
I know.
Why? You have a defined lane that you're in and you could very well succeed in that lane and not pick on anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she's looking to be like the next Gia Gunn almost.
Gia was like a villainous person.
Gia was Gia is still a villain Gunn. Today, girl. Terrible. Or like the Vixen. The Vixen was another villain.
Mm.
And they picked on people, but that's because they weren't that good at anything.
Right. Yeah. Gia was very mid. Gorgeous. Very, beautiful face. Yeah.
Yes.
But
yeah.
That's about it, girl. Like,
that was it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the Vixen was good at, I think she was good at sewing. Okay. But she was a villain too. Mm-hmm. But there's just no need for that to be iconic in that way when like you're good at stuff.
That's what I'm saying. She's great. When you actually watch Plain Jane, she's great.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not... a fan of hers because of how she is out of drag. She's a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's awful not shade. It's not shade. It's just mean.
Yep.
This comment. Yep. When Amanda snapped at her and was like, why are you a cunt to me every fucking day? You don't know me. It. We do not know each other. I said, get her, girl.
Yes.
Get her, Amanda. Get her together. Because she's out here just thinking she could talk to you all types of sideways. Mm-hmm. I was so happy she snapped at her because it makes no sense. Why you keep coming for her?
Yeah,
we all know her makeup sucks and she's terrible in drag. We don't have to keep telling her, okay?
Right, right. We all like, unless you're gonna go to the fabric wall and tell her it's this one, it's this one, it's that one. Then what are you really doing besides picking on somebody?
Yeah, that's just mean.
Yeah.
So, yeah, weird strategy to want to come out being a villainous queen. I don't know what that person doesn't win. That's not gonna win Rue's heart. That's not gonna win. You know,
America,
like that's we don't want to support that. It doesn't make any sense,
Mm-mm.
especially when it's not shady, it's just mean. Like, we can tell the difference.
Right. I remember when Jasmine was like this with Maddie, Maddie Morphosis. I remember this.
Oh, yeah.
But Jasmine had a Jasmine had a point.
Who's this? Jasmine Kennedy.
Jasmine Kennedy.
Yeah.
Who was always annoying, but was a lip sync motherfucking assassin.
Yeah. Assassin, bitch. Yes. Woo! So fucking annoying, but
My God.
Perform her ass off. Yeah.
Was going through a transition while on Drag Race.
Right.
And then Maddie Morphosis, who was a straight man from like Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And was there hideous. Looking hideous. God. I remember when they fought, but it had a point to it. Plain Jane just looks like she's trying to get camera time.
Weird. Yeah, it just seems very opportunistic. Okay, a mandatory meeting.
Oh.
I know.
But you know what? I love her. Every time. Do you?
Her drag is a mess. It is
an atrocity. Friend.
She left looking so like a smurf. And her final lip sync, everything was, her whole outfit was riding up. Just such a disaster. Oh my God.
Natasha, when she turned the corner every week, I was like, I don't know if this is a joke or not.
Oh God.
I don't know if she's like an industry plant. Like, I just don't know what this is supposed to be.
Why is she this bad? Why can't she paint your face even halfway decent?
It or have an horrible. Outfit.
Or have
you
a
have
fit.
Nothing, girl. What the fuck is this?
Oh, I don't get it. I don't get
it. Oh, God. Such a fabulous personality, though. Wow.
Fabulous personality. Great dancer. Can dance. Yeah. Can really perform.
Yeah.
Great face out of drag. The bone structure.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah. Could go into modeling out of drag.
Straight up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I definitely want to see her on All Stars. Like, back, new, improved.
No. Natasha,
I do. I need to see a mandatory meeting. This name is just iconic. She can dance. Great bone structure. If she learns to paint her face, she would be, I think she could be something. She could be maybe unstoppable. She has the performance and the personality, but she's got to figure out these fits. Just her aesthetic, like her whole aesthetic. Even the final runway with the fucking blue eggs or whatever that. Okay. What are you doing?
So my girl walked down the runway. The category was pussycat wig.
Pussycat wig. Oh, okay. My God.
And this bitch walked out in a nest. With two heads next to her that were painted blue, and the rest of her outfit was a tree. And T.S. Madison asked her, what the fuck is this?
What is this?
And she said, oh, pussy cat. I immediately thought of a cat, and maybe there's eggs. No, cats don't lay eggs. Where are we going? Cats don't climb up trees and get the eggs. Cats don't do this. Cats don't eat eggs. What, like, there's nothing connecting the cat with the eggs.
Nothing.
Oh, God.
She had
no explanation.
Like, she couldn't even explain it. It was just.
To this very elaborate outfit. It was
very
crazy.
It looked like it took a lot of labor, money. Like,
yes.
The material on the nest looked very intricate, and it made no sense.
None. I was really, really looking forward to her in Snatch Game.
Me too. Yeah. We gotta have her back for All Stars.
No.
But that's the thing. You wanna see more from her. You wanna see her Snatch Game. I wanna see it too.
Yeah, and you know what? I have Miss Vanjie merch, and who was uglier than Miss Vanjie as a pork chop backing up in that Barbie dress?
Oh, God.
Woo. I mean, a mandatory meeting, actually. I think a mandatory meeting has got it. That's got to be the ugliest outfit we've ever seen.
Yeah, and just one of the worst drags we've ever seen.
One of the worst. It's up there with Lala Ree's bags. It's like up there.
The bags, yeah. But I think, give her some years. She'll learn to paint her face. Mm-hmm. She'll get a little mentor. Somebody. It seems like she's out here in these streets by herself, right? Like,
no family. I guess so. Yeah, the meetings. I don't know them. The house of meetings.
The house of meetings. I don't know who that is. But she needs a little drag mom. Somebody to help her with her aesthetic. But we want to see more from her. Yeah. I was sad to see her go, but she had to go.
She had to go, girl. That was unacceptable.
Unacceptable. And Sapphira said it best. Like, Drag Race is not a place to grow. She's doing a lot of growing, but this is not a place to grow. You need to be at the top of your game. And she needs a lot more. So, okay. Sapphira Crystal, amazing.
Oh, my God. I love her.
Yeah, one of the top for sure. Gonna be in the final.
Yeah.
Three, two, whatever.
Three.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plasma. I'm pleasantly surprised by Plasma.
I am so respectful of Plasma's talent. Mm-hmm. I just don't enjoy it.
Not my favorite. I get it. Yeah. Not my favorite. I'm surprised that she's more versatile than I thought she was gonna be. She can dance. True. She can really dance. And she's not been leaning into the 50s thing, at least the last 2 weeks. So she could bring a little something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, not my typical cup of tea either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who do I have? Oh, God. Q.
Oh, Q. Q. Q, you lucky that outfit was so ugly this week. Because girl, oh, girl. God. But you know what? Q already has... Okay, if I was Q, right, I would never go into Drag Race thinking that I was going to win. Mm-mm. But I would definitely go into Drag Race thinking I would get a job with a guest host. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Or get some good connections. Shit. Make costumes, make money. She's talented as hell. Girls. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Start making dresses for Rue or Michelle. Like, get, because her stuff is so impressive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure,
or All Stars, like All-Stars. The All Stars, they spend money on those outfits.
But for her to come in thinking that she's gonna win, knowing she has two left feet, I think Morphe said, and one of them is wooden. Morphe had me dying. She got two left legs, one of them bitches is wooden. The way she is hobbling around on this stage, this is one of the worst dancers ever.
I mean, Jimbo is the worst.
Jimbo's terrible.
Will always That's take true. It Jimbo's as the terrible. Worst dancer in Drag Race history.
Just looks so heavy. She's like a lead, made of lead.
Yes. Even around. How she walks out. She walks out like she's straight. Like she's a straight man walking into the gym.
Yes. Just carrying muscles and weight.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So she got to lower them expectations real quick.
But I too am excited for her Snatch Game. If she does somebody fun, like if she does, who could she do? Somebody like really fun and fat. She did Anna Wintour.
Oh, that'd be cool. Mm-hmm.
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Is Snatch Game next week?
Oh, no. Snatch Game is usually week 6.
What are we at now?
I think we're at 4 this week.
Okay.
It should be coming up. It should be coming up really soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh yeah, the next to go, Tsunami Muse. Girl, she gotta go.
Oh my God, I was like, who?
I saw the lack of recognition. You're like, who's that? Yeah. Time to roll out.
Oh my God. And you know what? I love this pussycat look, runway look. I thought this was really cute.
It was very cute. The little matador. Mm-hmm. Situation androgynous,
almost like Michael Jackson look, almost kind of. It gave me a little Billie Jean, I liked it, but that's the first thing I've liked.
That's the first,
I don't know. That's the thing, a lot of these girls are gonna go now that Amanda's out, with her hideousness. A lot of these girls are gonna start, you know, just the standard has to raise,
but yeah, she hasn't brought anything. Absolutely. No,
and nothing. That's Candy's daughter. That's Candy daughter. Is coming second twice.
You ain't prep your daughter like well, I don't understand.
I don't know really, because she's so skinny, she never pads. Mm-hmm. And those queens to me have to really bring the fashion.
Fashion, yeah.
You know, like I remember. Yeah, because I remember when Simone came in and she had that dress with Polaroids of herself all over her. Like, I understand why you would wear that with no pads.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I needed to just like hang. I remember that dress. It needs to just hang on your little body. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Same with Lux Noir London, right? Mm-hmm. She did so many references back to Rue and Bob Mackie stuff and all kinds of stuff where you need to be extra thin. Mm-hmm. But when you just out here thin and you're not bringing no look, girl, please. Oh my God. And I'm an old fashioned girl. I like a little hip, a little breast. Yes. Okay. I like a titty. I like an ass. I like, ugh.
Does she think she's a fashion girl? What does she think she is?
I don't know.
She's not bringing anything.
No, because Candy's face, Candy's makeup is.
That's like what I'm saying. Candy, her beautiful. Mama, I would think. But she's not bringing me. She's not giving face to me. So I don't really know what this is. But yeah, she about to roll out. The way you were like, tsunami. Oh. No idea.
None.
And then, yeah, great lip sync. Q in a mandatory meeting fighting for their lives, boy.
On that stage, just really tossing each other around like a couple of toddlers. Just
it was a mess. It was a mess. You can see them literally like lip syncing for their lives. But it was fun. It's pretty usual.
Always the best.
Always. I think that's it, friends.
I think that's it, because on the industry, I'm trying to think. I just can't keep up with what they're talking about, and they say the same thing every time they're on camera. They always say like, well, I'm been beefing with her, I don't know what her problem is. Well, you're my fiance, but you have to support me. I don't know what you're talking about.
First of all, the show's called The Impact. I just looked it up.
Oh, fuck. What did I say?
The Industry, which is another, there's another show.
There is, right?
There's a show, I think it's on HBO, I'm gonna say.
That's different.
Called Industry. Yeah, totally different, I think.
Oh.
But either way, The Impact, not making a splash.
Well, it's not it. And some of my favorite people that I follow online are on there, but you cannot translate that onto television unless you get them in a more corporate-like setting. Their life is boring. Like, it's not nearly as exciting as they make it look.
Look like.
So it's impossible to translate this.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know. There's, you know, whatever. I guess I'll keep watching. I'll let you know if they go on a trip.
If there's anything. Yeah, if there's a trip episode or something, let us know.
Yeah.
Anyways, rate, review, subscribe, everybody. Check us out on Patreon. Find us on Instagram, TikTok, tags in your story, share us with the world. And we'll be back next week.
Sure will. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.